7. The future of professional development for Senkos. Will it equip them for strategic leadership? Hazel Richards, senior lecturer at Birmingham City University. Stephanie Brewster, senior lecturer at University of Wolverhampton. Helen Nola, associate professor, University College London. And Elizabeth Dunn, senior lecturer, University of Plymouth, explain their hopes and fears for the forthcoming mandatory National Professional Qualification, NPQ, for Senkos. Back in May 2022, Inclusion Now 62 published Louise Arnold and Debbie Kilbride's article, The Send Review Green Paper, Never Giving Up and Never Letting Go, Despite a System in Crisis. Link. alfie.org.uk/the-send-review-green-paper-never-giving-up-and-never-letting-go-despite-a-system-in-crisis. This explored the proposed replacement of the National Award for SEN Coordination, brackets, NASENCO, close bracket, with a National Professional Qualification, bracket, NPQ, close bracket, as the mandatory qualification for Senkos in England. This proposal has since been formalised in the SEND and Alternative Provision Improvement Plan, bracket, Department for Education 2023, close bracket, and the new NPQ is due to be introduced in autumn 2024. Link. assets.publishing.service.gov.uk/media/63FF39D28FA8F527FB67CB06/send_and_alternative_provision_improvement_plan.pdf. With such significant changes afoot, this article draws on our recent research. Bracket, Richards, Brewster, Nola and Dunn, 2023, close bracket, and asks whether the new training can fully equip Senkos for what is a challenging and complex role, bracket, Dunn et al., 2022, close bracket. Link, eer-ecer.de/ecer-programs/conference/28/contribution/54609. Link. NASENJournals.onlinelibrary.wiley.com/doi/10.1111/1467-8578.12449. Like the SEND Code of Practice 2015, the 2023 plan identifies that every teacher should be able to adapt their practice to meet the needs of every child in their classroom. It also identifies the importance of initial teacher training and early career frameworks to better equip teachers to meet the needs of disabled children and young people. However, our experience and research have identified tensions around teachers' perceptions of, quote, every teacher a teacher of SEND, unquote, and of the specialist roles of a Senko. Of even greater concern is that this reform is not presenting existing definitions of inclusive education, which recognise the centrality of disabled people's experiences. Furthermore, there is no mention of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, which, in turn, directly ignores disabled children and young people's education as a human right. The plan effectively promotes segregated education and fails to support the collaborative professionalism essential to enacting fully inclusive education. Subheading, SENCOs and leadership. SENCO practice is multifaceted and entails dilemmas and challenges associated with leadership. Whilst we welcome the plan's intention to support excellent SEND leadership, SENCOs enacting their advocacy role must sometimes navigate discriminatory and/or exclusionary practices. The drivers for these are often both financial and related to academic results. We're concerned that the NPQ may depart from the critically rigorous requirements of the existing NAICENCO, and that this poses risks to equipping SENCOs with the necessary resources for agency to ensure inclusive school cultures and to challenge unfair practices. SENCOs have a critical leadership role to play, not just for disabled learners, but for inclusion in its widest sense. The outgoing National Award equipped SENCOs with master's level research skills, which aim to enable inclusion-related research at the school level, and so facilitate transformatory evidence-based practice. Like Lopez et al. 2023, we recognise the interconnection of knowledge, skills and agency, and the power that transformative learning can have to drive these. Link. www.tandfonline.com/DOI/full/10.1080/1945257.223.223557.2. Whilst we are mindful of the very real contexts and constraints SENCOs operate in, we also recognise they play a pivotal role in social justice. But in the words of one of our NAICENCO students, the NPQ must continue to equip SENCOs to, quote, champion the needs of SEND children in all curriculum areas, unquote, and to continue to do what is right, rather than what is easy. SENCO practice is shaped by wider historical, political, legislative and ideological discourses, and by the local manifestations it is positioned within. As university tutors delivering the existing course, we investigated what impact NAICENCO students felt master's level study had on their professional practice. Bracket, Richards, Brewster, Nola and Dunn, 2023, close bracket. Link. EERDEE/ECER-DE/programs/conference/28/contribution/54609. Our research revealed the most important benefits SENCO students felt they gained from doing the course were, point, growing confidence, for example, to challenge, question, engage critically with senior leadership and outside agencies and parents, carers and families. This confidence then directly supported their potential career development. Point, growing research literacy, to support their engagement with evidence of effective practice and embed evidence-informed practices in their settings. Students working across a range of setting types and age phases demonstrated their willingness to delve deeper into the issues they face within their settings. Many showed their growing insight into the causes of underachievement and the role of evaluation in looking at the efficacy of interventions within their schools. What was also evident was their growing awareness of how theory could improve their understanding, and of how tools taught on the course can improve teaching and learning through the professional development of staff in their settings. While no qualification will guarantee effective enactment of the Senko role, building accountability into the system is needed to do this. It was apparent that the outgoing course did indeed support participants' deep critical engagement with inclusive educational practice. Subheading: Senkos as Leaders of Inclusion. Toronto 2013 argues that organisations, like schools, should be alert to situations where it is possible for some people not to care about issues of inclusion. Senkos need to be confident members of leadership teams that hold inclusive practice as a core ethos across their whole setting and staff. Senkos can do much to promote knowledge and skills in support of inclusive education among their staff groups, when given the time and space to do so. How the new NPQ will succeed in equipping Senkos with the insight, skills and confidence to challenge unjust practice and champion inclusion remains to be seen. Indeed, a change in course title and format of the mandatory training may make no difference to Senko's personal commitment to social justice and the demonstration of this through their leadership. Whilst we accept this situation is where we are at, we issue a call for continued vigilance as training providers develop their NPQ courses to retain as far as possible the many strengths of the old NACENCO in the pursuit of improved outcomes for disabled children and young people. Subheading. And finally, a message to Senkos at whatever stage of professional development they are at. In the words of Nola Richardson Brewster, 2023, page 117, quote, "We recognise your commitment to removing barriers to learning, advocating for and supporting parents and families as they negotiate the SEND systems, and for showing that an inclusive system where diverse classrooms with learners from all backgrounds can learn and thrive together is possible." Unquote. Lower heading. More. Point. Dunn, E.L., Nola, H., Richards, H., and Brewster, S., 2022. Advocacy leadership, or the deprofessionalizing of the Special Educational Needs Coordinator role. British Journal of Special Education. Online at nacenjournals.onlinelibrary.wiley.com. /DOI/10.1111/1467-8578.12449. Accessed 24th of July 2023. Point. Nola H., Richards H. and Brewster S., Editors 2023. Developing Your Expertise as a Senko, Leading Inclusive Practice. St. Albans Critical Publishing. Point. Lopez A., Fulke A., Marta and Tavares de Souza R. 2023. Teacher Professionalism Towards Transformative Education. Insights from a Literature Review. Professional Development in Education. Link. doi.org/10.1080/1941525.2023.223-5572. Point. Richards H., Brewster S., Nola H., and Dunn E., 2023. Professional Development for Senkos, Special Educational Needs Coordinators, The Future of an Accredited National Award. European Conference on Educational Research, August, University of Glasgow. Point. Toronto JC, 2013. Caring Democracy, Markets, Equality and Justice, New York, NYU Press.